Replay, reflect, believe. More of God's Word for walking in faith every day of the week.
We pray that you are inspired to read the scripture further and to continue attending your local church. When in Philadelphia, you're welcome to join us for worship at Open Door Baptist Church, 1632 North 26th Street, zip code 19121, Sundays at 11 a.m. Now it's time to enjoy today's message.
Here at Open Door Baptist Church this morning. So listen, let us pray. Father God, our hearts are full and our love for you is great. We're so thankful for the blessings of another day and even more on this Resurrection Sunday. Lord, you have placed breath in our lungs, and so we return it to you now in praise. We lift up your name in this congregation. We tell of your goodness and your mercy. We sing of your mercy, O Lord. We move in your grace and we tell the world of your salvation. Father, on this morning, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for his work on the cross and his victory over the grave. On this morning, we remember what he did back then so that we received our salvation today. You, O Lord, are the living God, our living Savior, a right now present help that we need in this day and time. And so as we have welcomed you into this worship service, we welcome you into this vessel now, O Lord. Let your voice be heard in the presence of your people today. Let all who seek you find their reward. Let this be the day that your people respond to your word and return quickly to the congregation. Father, stretch out over these pews and over the Facebook stream, speak in a way that brings understanding and let your word reach its intended destination. We need you for the work that only the Holy Spirit can do. Reach souls today, O Lord. This we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, if you're able to stand, you might turn for me with me this morning. We'll be in Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting at the first verse. We'll cover those first 10 as Matthew records the Resurrection Day morning. Once we get there, I'll read through these 10, and then I'll also dip quickly into Hebrews 11. In the sixth verse. So in Matthew 28, the first verse says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.'" Verse 8, "So they went out quickly from the tomb with great fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, 'Rejoice.' So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'"
Amen.
Amen. Just the one verse from Hebrews 11:6. It says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Amen. You may be seated. And as we review the gospel coming from Mark on this resurrection, Matthew on this Resurrection Day morning, I'd like to speak from this thought, go quickly, get your reward. Amen. Amen. Go quickly, get your reward. You know, in this life that we live, in the world that we carry out our daily business, we find that many of our transactions have limits on them. Expiration dates, only good through dates. Amen. We often find ourselves looking for a coupon code so we can save 30% to 40% on a new purchase. Amen. Amen. We need the sale price in order to afford that new suit. And then as soon as we buy it, we have a new date. We have an expiration date. That's the 15 to 30 day window that they give you in case you want to return it. There's always an expiration date in our way. Amen. And that becomes pressure in life. There's always a date to be met. The old saying is this, that the early bird gets the worm, right? There's another one that says first come, first serve. And then, you know, we get that advice from, often it's our, boss wherever we're employed that said it's better to be too early than too late. And we might think that this is the result of this, 21st century mindset, believing that, you know, we always have to, you know, are running and gunning and, we, you know, we're always on this pressure. But I think this pressure has been around for a long time. I think that this has been a condition of humankind, that it came on early, that it's a part of our nature because we understand that our time on this earth is limited. Our days are few. And as a result, we have what's called fear of missing out, right? We don't want to miss out on that sale. We don't want to miss out on that job interview. We don't want to miss out on that scholarship application. We need to make that date or risk losing our reward. Perhaps that was the urgency with which Mary and the other woman ran to the gravesite on that very first resurrection day morning. Amen. The text says that they went before the dawn of the new day. That means it wasn't even light yet. It was very early in the morning. It was that day after the Sabbath, and so they couldn't rest. They couldn't go on Saturday. They couldn't go earlier than when they had gone. I think it was about the earliest that they could go as was allowable by law. And so Mary Magdalene and the other Mary moved with urgency. They moved quickly. And we also find that they moved with some pressure. Beyond their grief and their emotional state due to the crucifixion of Jesus on Good Friday, beyond the status of their own mental health, the women had a real world, real life issue asking each other on the way, who will roll away the stone for us? That conversation is recorded more in Mark's gospel, the 16th chapter. They were on their way early in the morning. And even before the dawn, they moved with urgency. They did not want to be late. They were bringing the spices with them to anoint the body. They were arriving about as early as they could by law. But they had this problem. They had this real life issue. Who would roll away the stone? See, what I'm saying is, who would it be that would move the barrier between the women and Jesus? Listen, ask your neighbor, who will roll away the stone? Amen. Listen, how many times do we find that in our own lives in 2025? Trying to get to Jesus, but there's a stone in the way. Trying to get to Jesus, but the cost of life is in the way. Trying to get to Jesus, but I've got trouble in my home. Trying to get to Jesus, but my car just broke down. Trying to get to Jesus, but SEPTA just went on strike. Trying to get to Jesus, but I'm hungover and hungry. I'm lonely and full of anxiety. I'm tired and I'm empty.
Yes, yes.
Listen, Lord, I'm trying to get where you are, but there's a stone in my way. Who will roll away the stone? Amen. We find that these women had a real issue, but they didn't let it keep them in hiding with the other disciples. Right? They moved with an urgency on this resurrection day morning. Listen, what I'm saying to you is go quickly. Get your reward. Amen. What I'm saying, even, listen, we're still in verse 1. I know I'm moving. But even in verse 1, we find this, go quickly and get your reward. Don't let the heavy stones of life stop you from making your way to Jesus. Don't let those obvious issues that everybody's pointing out about you, don't let those obvious issues keep you from a supernatural reward. Listen, some folks won't go with you. It may just be you. It might be you and someone else. But quickly and urgently, make your way to the place where you can find Jesus. Amen. Glory to His name. Verse 2, we're there. He says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Glory to God. God, who is in control of our life. God, who created the earth, the sea, and everything that in them is. This same God is working both in the heavens and on the earth. Before the women arrive, there's an earthquake, a great shaking, a move in the natural realm that moved the heavy stone, and in the spiritual realm, burdens were being loosed. And so as you think of every heavy burden, every heavy issue, every stronghold in your life, will you allow the power of God to shake it up? While you're on your way to Jesus, let Him shake it up and allow the supernatural power of God Himself to roll that stone away. What I'm saying is, will you allow God to do what He does best? You know, are you going to allow God to break the chains? Are you so determined that you got to do this thing by yourself? You're going to get yourself right. You're going to become your best self. Or are you going to allow God, your creator, to do the work in you? The women left out early in the morning before dawn, faithful that if they could just get there, God would provide. Go quickly, get your reward. Here they move in faith, and God not only moves their burden, but when they arrive, the angel is sitting on it. Sitting on the stone. Signifying not only did the power of God move on their behalf, but as He's sitting there, He's indicating He's in control of it. I'm telling you, whatever obstacle is keeping you from getting in the presence of Jesus, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ can loose that thing. Yes. Roll it out of the way and put it under His control. Amen. Verse 3, we see the angel, his countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. If you've been here for a few weeks, you've heard me say a few times, God has new clothes for you. Yes. 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 Amen. He's not asking you to wash your own laundry. God is offering you a renewed life, a regenerated life, and new clothes of righteousness that go with it. Amen. Let's get to verse 4. It says, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Here's where the men were. Here's where the soldiers were, right? But the angel says, answered and said to the women, do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. And so I take note of the angel of the Lord and how he does not speak or address the guards. The angel does not speak to these men who were following worldly instructions. The angel does not recognize their authority, but the angel speaks to the ones who were seeking Jesus. The soldiers, listen to this, the soldiers, it was their job to keep control. It was their job to keep things the way that the principalities and powers had set it up. But what happens? They become helpless in the presence of God's angel. God's power was not only sitting on the stone, but also had put in order those principalities, those systems, which were set against the women from completing their task. He took care of it. I see also that, again, Peter and the other disciples, they were hiding. These women were seeking Jesus because they moved in faith and with a sense of urgency. And so the angel recognizes them and speaks a word from the Lord. In verse six, the angel says, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Amen. So he is risen. Come see for yourself. Come get your personal testimony of the Lord. The women inspected the tomb in real time, but we now inspect the tomb through the lens of history, looking at the scripture and the testimony therein. He is risen as he said. We serve a living Savior. Jesus won victory over the grave. He's not in a tomb. We cannot go see him in a tomb or in a casket or sitting on a shelf somewhere. But he's our living Savior, not held back by any grave. How many songs, how many hymns have been written to emphasize that the grave could not hold him? Amen. Our Savior lives. We know he lives. May the church say he lives within my heart. Amen. Glory to his name. Verse 7, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Amen. They received this word from the Lord. He is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going on before you into Galilee. There you will see him. I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with great fear, with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. Go quickly. Get your reward. This is a good time for me to tell you, don't look for Jesus in your dead places. Amen. What I'm saying is stop expecting Jesus to hang out with you in your dead places, your dead past, and your dead dreams. Amen. That tomb is empty. Instead, this is what we do, let your dead places point you to your new life. Amen? Let the failure of your past point you to the future place that God has designed for you. Go quickly and Jesus will meet you at the new place. Glory to God. Listen, he had just told them this a few days ago at the Last Supper. That's why it's so important. That's why it's scripture. He told them to go meet him after this was done, to go wait for him in Galilee. And I want you to know that Galilee is a place where miracles can be performed. Amen. Amen. We won't spend the time to go back to it, but that was the first miracle. That was the water turning into wine. That happened in Cana of Galilee. So go quickly and get your reward. Jesus will go before you and meet you there. He will meet you in your Galilee place. Jesus will meet you there, and it is there that he will work miracles in your life. On this Resurrection Day morning, these women, they got the word of the Lord, and just as quickly as they ran to the grave, they moved quickly because now they knew Jesus would be in Galilee. But on that Resurrection Day morning, Jesus even meets them on the way. Verse 9, it says, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him." Amen. We found Jesus. They're trying to keep him now. Amen. But Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid." He said, "I'm not going anywhere." He said, I'm always going to be here with you. The way you found me, I'm going to be with you." He said, "But I need you to do what I'm asking. I have a word for you, and I have a place where I'm going to perform things in your life. I need you to go continue in the instruction." And here's what he says. He says, "Go and tell my brethren," your version may say my brothers, "to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Amen. And this is where we really need to say thank God for Jesus. Because Peter and the disciples, they didn't move with urgency. Peter and the disciples, they did not get up before dawn early in the morning. There is a record that after Peter got word that he ran to the tomb, but he wasn't the first one out. Instead, these disciples, these brothers, they were in hiding, short on faith and wondering what to do next. Now, we can't blame them because it was just a few days ago that they witnessed the crucifixion like had never been done. Amen. And so they looked at this crucifixion and said, "Well, we might be next." And so, yes, they were shaking and they were trembling. But thank God for Jesus that even when we're scared and we're lost, even when we thought everything that we hoped for was crucified and locked in a grave, even when we thought that we had lost our jobs, given up on our families and our place in the world, when we thought all that was gone, when we thought it was lost because of something that happened on a Friday night, here comes Jesus sending a word through a few faithful women, sending a word to remind us to meet him where he had just told us last Thursday at supper that he would be. Jesus sends a word to meet him in a place where miracles can take place. And if that wasn't enough, he calls them brothers. The first time, he calls them brothers. Jesus came back for his family. He's saying, "Don't be afraid. Meet me at the place where I told you I'd be. Go quickly and get your reward." Sometimes we need a second chance. Sometimes we didn't go the first time that we got the word, and we need a second chance. And I'm thanking God that he's a God of second chances. I'm praising God who knows everything about me, everything about us, knows our every thought and our every deed. I'm thanking God for a few faithful women moving with urgency under the assignment that they were given. Women who weren't paralyzed by fear in the presence of the angel and who would ultimately give testimony to the victory Jesus won over the grave. It's because of their testimony that we remember and celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is risen just as he said. And because he rose, we now have the hope of glory. Listen, we don't need to be afraid of the expiration date. We don't have to be burdened by a you only live once lifestyle. We have access to eternal life through our faith in Christ Jesus. Glory to his name. Let me tell you, it's in you even now. Romans 8 and 11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. There is no expiration date to them who would believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All we must do is accept the free gifts of God. The free gift that he has provided. And so I ask you, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you responded to the voice of the Lord? Maybe it was the voice of an angel. Maybe it was the voice of a few faithful women. Glory to his name. Maybe it was even sometime on today. So I ask, will you respond quickly and get your reward? The doors of the church are open today. God is lifting burdens right now. Chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are in now in control of God, and he's sitting on them, resting that they may not come back on you. Will you seize the moment? Come quickly and receive the reward of salvation. The doors of the church are open now. Respond by coming and receiving this free gift. Listen, I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is not out to punish you. God is not out here to whip you or put you down. John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but rather have eternal life. But I like 17, where he says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord? Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward. Thank you, Jesus. Righteousness that go with it. Amen. Let's get to verse 4. It says, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Here's where the men were. Here's where the soldiers were, right? But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. And so I take note of the angel of the Lord and how he does not speak or address the guards. The angel does not speak to these men who were following worldly instructions. The angel does not recognize their authority, but the angel speaks to the ones who were seeking Jesus. The soldiers, listen to this, the soldiers, it was their job to keep control. It was their job to keep things the way that the principalities and powers had set it up. But what happens? They become helpless in the presence of God's angel. God's power was not only sitting on the stone, but also had put in order those principalities, those systems which were set against the women from completing their task. He took care of it. I see also that, again, Peter and the other disciples, they were hiding. These women were seeking Jesus because they moved in faith and with a sense of urgency. And so the angel recognizes them and speaks a word from the Lord. In verse six, the angel says, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Amen. So he is risen. Come see for yourself. Come get your personal testimony of the Lord. The women inspected the tomb in real time, but we now inspect the tomb through the lens of history, looking at the scripture and the testimony therein. He is risen as he said. We serve a living Savior. Jesus won victory over the grave. He's not in a tomb. We cannot go see him in a tomb or in a casket or sitting on a shelf somewhere. But he's our living Savior, not held back by any grave. How many songs, how many hymns have been written to emphasize that the grave could not hold him? Amen. Our Savior lives. We know he lives. May the church say he lives within my heart. Amen. Glory to his name. Verse 7, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Amen. They received this word from the Lord. "He is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going on before you into Galilee. There you will see him. I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. Go quickly. Get your reward. This is a good time for me to tell you, don't look for Jesus in your dead places. Amen. What I'm saying is stop expecting Jesus to hang out with you in your dead places, your dead past, and your dead dreams. Amen. That tomb is empty. Instead, this is what we do. Let your dead places point you to your new life. Amen. Let the failure of your past point you to the future place that God has designed for you. Go quickly and Jesus will meet you at the new place. Glory to God. Listen, he had just told them this a few days ago at the Last Supper. That's why it's so important. That's why it's scripture. He told them to go meet him after this was done, to go wait for him in Galilee. And I want you to know that Galilee is a place where miracles can be performed. Amen. Amen. We won't spend the time to go back to it, but that was the first miracle. That was the water turning into wine. That happened in Cana of Galilee. So go quickly and get your reward. Jesus will go before you and meet you there. He will meet you in your Galilee place. Jesus will meet you there, and it is there that he will work miracles in your life. On this Resurrection Day morning, these women, they got the word of the Lord, and just as quickly as they ran to the grave, they moved quickly because now they knew Jesus would be in Galilee. But on that Resurrection Day morning, Jesus even meets them on the way. Verse 9, it says, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him." Amen. We found Jesus. They're trying to keep him now. Amen. But Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid. He said, I'm not going anywhere. He said, I'm always going to be here with you. The way you found me, I'm going to be with you. He said, but I need you to do what I'm asking. I have a word for you, and I have a place where I'm going to perform things in your life. I need you to go continue in the instruction. And here's what he says. He says, go and tell my brethren, your version may say my brothers, to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Amen. And this is where we really need to say thank God for Jesus. Because Peter and the disciples, they didn't move with urgency. Peter and the disciples, they did not get up before dawn early in the morning. There is a record that after Peter got word that he ran to the tomb, but he wasn't the first one out. Instead, these disciples, these brothers, they were in hiding, short on faith, and wondering what to do next. Now, we can't blame them because it was just a few days ago that they witnessed the crucifixion like had never been done. Amen? Amen? And so they looked at this crucifixion and said, well, we might be next. And so, yes, they were shaking and they were trembling. But thank God for Jesus. That even when we're scared and we're lost, even when we thought everything that we hoped for was crucified and locked in a grave, even when we thought that we had lost our jobs, given up on our families and our place in the world, when we thought all that was gone, when we thought it was lost because of something that happened on a Friday night, here comes Jesus sending a word through a few faithful women, sending a word to remind us to meet him where he had just told us last Thursday at supper that he would be. Jesus sends a word to meet him in a place where miracles can take place. And if that wasn't enough, he calls them brothers. The first time, he calls them brothers. Jesus came back for his family. He's saying, don't be afraid. Meet me at the place where I told you I'd be. Go quickly and get your reward. Sometimes we need a second chance. Sometimes we didn't go the first time that we got the word. And we need a second chance. And I'm thanking God that he's a God of second chances. I'm praising God who knows everything about me, everything about us, knows our every thought and our every deed. I'm thanking God for a few faithful women moving with urgency under the assignment that they were given. Women who weren't paralyzed by fear in the presence of the angel and who would ultimately give testimony to the victory Jesus won over the grave. It's because of their testimony that we remember and celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is risen just as he said. And because he rose, we now have the hope of glory. Listen, we don't need to be afraid of the expiration date. We don't have to be burdened by a you only live once lifestyle. We have access to eternal life through our faith in Christ Jesus. Glory to his name. Let me tell you, it's in you even now. Romans 8 and 11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. There is no expiration date to them who would believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All we must do is accept the free gift of God. The free gift that he has provided. And so I ask you, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you responded to the voice of the Lord? Maybe it was the voice of an angel. Maybe it was the voice of a few faithful women. Glory to his name. Maybe it was even sometime on today. So I ask, will you respond quickly and get your reward? The doors of the church are open today. God is lifting burdens right now. Chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are in now in control of God, and he's sitting on them, resting that they may not come back on you. Will you seize the moment? Come quickly and receive the reward of salvation. The doors of the church are open now. Respond by coming and receiving this free gift. Listen, I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is not out to punish you. God is not out here to whip you or put you down. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but rather have eternal life." But I like 17, where he says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord? Amen. Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what he says. He says, "Go and tell my brethren," your version may say my brothers, "to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Amen. And this is where we really need to say thank God for Jesus. Because Peter and the disciples, they didn't move with urgency. Peter and the disciples, they did not get up before dawn early in the morning. There is a record that after Peter got word that he ran to the tomb, but he wasn't the first one out. Instead, these disciples, these brothers, they were in hiding, short on faith, and wondering what to do next. Now, we can't blame them because it was just a few days ago that they witnessed the crucifixion like had never been done. Amen? Amen? And so they looked at this crucifixion and said, well, we might be next. And so, yes, they were shaking and they were trembling. But thank God for Jesus that even when we're scared and we're lost, even when we thought everything that we hoped for was crucified and locked in a grave, even when we thought that we had lost our jobs, given up on our families and our place in the world, when we thought all that was gone, when we thought it was lost because of something that happened on a Friday night, here comes Jesus sending a word through a few faithful women. Sending a word to remind us to meet him where he had just told us last Thursday at supper that he would be. Jesus sends a word to meet him in a place where miracles can take place. And if that wasn't enough, he calls them brothers. The first time, he calls them brothers. Jesus came back for his family. He's saying, don't be afraid. Meet me at the place where I told you I'd be. Go quickly and get your reward. Yes. Sometimes we need a second chance. Yes. Sometimes we didn't go the first time that we got the word. And we need a second chance. And I'm thanking God that he's a God of second chances. Yes. I'm praising God who knows everything about me, everything about us, knows our every thought and our every deed. I'm thanking God for a few faithful women moving with urgency under the assignment that they were given. Women who weren't paralyzed by fear in the presence of the angel and who would ultimately give testimony to the victory Jesus won over the grave. It's because of their testimony that we remember and celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is risen just as he said. And because he rose, we now have the hope of glory. Listen, we don't need to be afraid of the expiration date. We don't have to be burdened by a you only live once lifestyle. We have access to eternal life through our faith in Christ Jesus. Glory to his name. Let me tell you, it's in you even now. Romans 8 and 11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. There is no expiration date to them who would believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All we must do is accept the free gifts of God. The free gift that he has provided. And so I ask you, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you responded to the voice of the Lord? Maybe it was the voice of an angel. Maybe it was the voice of a few faithful women. Glory to his name. Maybe it was even sometime on today. So I ask, will you respond quickly and get your reward? The doors of the church are open today. God is lifting burdens right now. Chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are in now in control of God, and he's sitting on them, resting that they may not come back on you. Will you seize the moment? Come quickly and receive the reward of salvation. The doors of the church are open now. Respond by coming and receiving this free gift. Listen, I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is not out to punish you. God is not out here to whip you or put you down. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but rather have eternal life. But I like 17, where he says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord? Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be burdened by a you only live once lifestyle. We have access to eternal life through our faith in Christ Jesus. Glory to his name. Let me tell you, it's in you even now. Romans 8 and 11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. There is no expiration date to them who would believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All we must do is accept the free gifts of God. The free gift that He has provided. And so I ask you, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you responded to the voice of the Lord? Maybe it was the voice of an angel. Maybe it was the voice of a few faithful women. Glory to His name. Maybe it was even sometime on today. So I ask, will you respond quickly and get your reward? The doors of the church are open today. God is lifting burdens right now. Chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are in now in control of God, and He's sitting on them, resting that they may not come back on you. Will you seize the moment? Come quickly and receive the reward of salvation. The doors of the church are open now. Respond by coming and receiving this free gift. Listen, I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is not out to punish you. God is not out here to whip you or put you down. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him would not perish, but rather have eternal life." But I like 17, where He says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world." He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through Him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord? Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward. Thank you, Jesus. God is lifting burdens right now. Chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are in now in control of God, and He's sitting on them, resting that they may not come back on you. Will you seize the moment? Come quickly and receive the reward of salvation. The doors of the church are open now. Respond by coming and receiving this free gift. Listen, I told you a couple of weeks ago, God is not out to punish you. God is not out here to whip you or put you down. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him would not perish, but rather have eternal life." But I like 17, where He says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world." He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through Him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord? Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward. Thank you, Jesus. 16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him would not perish, but rather have eternal life." But I like 17, where He says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world." He's not out to punish you, but that through the world, that the world through Him might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord.
Amen.
Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Might be saved. God has new clothes for you today. Will you receive the promise of the Lord?
Amen.
Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Move quickly. Go quickly. Receive your reward.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Receive your reward.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to say hello to your pastor for us. And if you're looking for a church fellowship in Philadelphia, we'd love to see you this Sunday at 11 a.m. Open Door Baptist Church, 1632 North 26th Street, zip code 19121.
More information is online at opendoorbaptistphilly.com and Instagram at opendoorbaptistphilly. Until next week, stay encouraged and always remember, God loves you.